A diverse and inclusive workplace has a certain buzz about it. Employees are thriving and they love their work. Engagement survey scores are through the roof. People from different backgrounds, ethnicities, genders, sexual orientations, ages, and abilities are hired and set up for success. And they want their friends to work there too because it's so awesome. Unfortunately, diverse and inclusive workplaces are elusive. They are both difficult to find and hard to create. Here we are in the 21st century reading headline after headline about discrimination in professional settings. The strides that have been made in workforce equity and diversity are significant, but there are still miles to go. Research has revealed the extent of the barriers faced by women, people of color, LGBTQ people, people with disabilities, and members of other underrepresented groups in the workplace, from being consistently underhired, overlooked, and excluded from professional opportunities, to being subjected to harassment and abuse on the job. At the same time, there's growing awareness about the importance of diversity in the workforce. Leaders who prioritize equity in hiring often influence their peers, creating a ripple effect of inclusion, yet this is not common knowledge. What's more, people in positions of privilege are often unaware of issues facing underrepresented groups working in their industry. My own observations about these worrying trends come from 25 years in the tech industry. Is it really that hard to act as an ally for underrepresented people in a workplace? I didn't think so, and after years of observation, I decided to take action. I wanted to learn what meaningful allyship for underrepresented groups in tech might look like. I wanted to demystify allyship and help people in positions of power, particularly men, do their part. This is a guide to help you spot situations in which you can be a better ally, not just to women, but to all marginalized groups. Although it's designed to be read cover to cover, I hope you'll also refer to this book when you want to level up your ally skills and sharpen your competitive advantage around attracting and retaining talent. Being an ally is a journey, and it's a journey that I myself am still on. I'm thrilled you'll be joining me.